Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor, thanks, and appreciation belongs to only one, and that is the true and the living Elohim, the mighty, mighty Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim of our ancestors, three black men, who happens to be some of the most righteous men who ever walked the face of the earth, and we're blessed to have their blood, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is our King, our Savior, our Rock, our Father, our Judge, and Lawgiver, and beside him, there is none else. Praise the mighty Yahweh, the Savior, for today's broadcast. We're on a half hour later due to technical difficulties, but praise the mighty Yahweh. He allowed this word to be brought forth. And today, you want to stick around for the subject matter that we're going to be talking about today. Praise the mighty Yahweh. I praise Yah for such a wonderful first day of the week, which yesterday was his day, the Sabbath. And we praised him, and we thank Yahweh for what he has done for us unto this day, and even what he's going to do. So, before we start our broadcast, we would like to bring forth a beautiful song that was given to give honor and glory to the true and living Elohim. And what better song can we give honor and glory to the mighty Yah?
Oh, Heavenly Father, how great thou art.
He made the trees so high.
And now,
oh, yeah,
he made
Song for a beautiful subject. Again, you're listening to the True Word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And we collectively at the House of Israel of Atlanta welcome you to this broadcast. My people, today we're going to be speaking of a subject that truly we must have, and we're going to see it as clear as day. What is it? We must trust in Yahweh. We must trust in Yahweh through all our hard times, through everything that we've experienced. The Creator himself has been faithful to us. And truly, he has commanded us something in his word that truly, when we do it, we won't be disappointed. And I praise Yahweh for every listener that's listening right now. Because truly, I praise Yah for you beautiful brothers and sisters and all the people across the world that listen to this broadcast. You're showing faithfulness. We had technical difficulties earlier, and I praise Yahweh for my queen, my wife, Yanis, for blessing me to help to make sure that everything that we're doing today, right now, as a matter of fact, in this broadcast, it was her that helped me to make sure that everything was able to come on right now, even though we are a half hour late, even though there was technical difficulties with Blog Talk. I praise Yahweh for my queen, for my help, truly, truly a help me. I understand when Yahweh made a woman, he said he took a rib out of Adam and he made woman. And I understand. They are the missing rib that we need. And I praise Yahweh for her. And I know you brothers out there. I know that you're the ones that married to one of the beautiful daughters of Zion like I am. I know that you feel the same way. Because we're supposed to feel the same way about our queens. And I'm here to tell you, we so enough need them. So I praise Yah as we go to Proverbs, the third chapter. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs, the third chapter, we find that the true and the living Elohim, whose name is Yahweh alone, we find he gives us the subject matter that we're speaking of today. And I appreciate once again all of our listeners all over the world for being so faithful and patient and hanging in there. Because I'm going to tell you, that's a sign. That's a sign that all of us got to be the same way to the Most High Yahweh. We got to be as faithful to be on guard, to watch out, no matter what the technical difficulties, no matter what the financial difficulties, no matter what difficulties at all, we must understand that Yahweh, if we trust in him, he's going to see us through this affliction. Because believe you me, it's a furnace. I want to show you that. But right now, in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, we're going to read one of the greatest couple of verses written in Holy Scripture. It says in Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth verse, "Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil." Hallelujah. Praise Yah. I just want to thank the mighty Yahweh for allowing us here today to be able to hear his words to, in these times of affliction, to give us inspiration, to give us confidence, to give us a blessing that can only come from him to make it through these times. Could you imagine, brothers and sisters? Could you imagine? And I won't have to read most of the verses, but I'll just expound on it when I say trust in Yah. Look at the examples that Yahweh gave us on earth. Look at Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They were able to trust in Yah so much. They were willing to give their life. They were willing to go through the fire. They were willing to be in a den with lions that the wicked starved so that they could be so hungry, so that they could tear Daniel limb from limb. But guess what? Yahweh had another plan for Daniel. Yahweh loved Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He loved our people that was faithful, that trusted in him, that believed in him. And we have to ask ourselves, do we believe in Yahweh? I'm going to show another scripture, a scripture that in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Let's go there with me, please. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. And, of course, I highly encourage you all, because our broadcast may end at about 5:30 within that time range. Even though we came on later, it's more than likely it's going to end a little earlier at about 5:30-ish, even though we weren't on as long. But we praise Yahweh for the minutes that we have. So we're going to try to open the phone lines up as soon as possible. And what I would ask, if anyone would like to call in today, it would probably be a good idea to go ahead and hit the number 1 if you already have dialed 319-527-6185. And then you hit the number 1, and we'll put your question or your comment on the air, because we love you and we appreciate you, and we would like to hear from you, such as if you loved the Sabbath class yesterday. Of course, we love the Sabbath because it's Yah's day. But if you enjoyed the teachings yesterday, you can give your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Or your questions about what has been taught in any of the Sabbaths or today. Praise Yah. Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Speaking of trusting in the Creator, this is one thing the Creator said about us. He told us, starting at the 15th verse, he said, but Yeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Yeshurun is a poetic name, a symbolic name for Israel. Yeshurun means upright ones. Now, I'm going to tell you how we are. Some people have actually, amongst our brothers and sisters, they have begun to think that our name isn't really Israel, but it's Yeshurun. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, this was a poetic, symbolic name that represented upright ones. But it was not our name. We were not the Yeshurunites. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, you cannot just look at something and think that that's what it is. You've got to go behind the words. And I think we talked about that yesterday in the Holy Convocation at the House of Israel of Atlanta yesterday at the Sanctuary of Elohim. It's very important that we know how to look behind the words, because you may miss the major portion. And I'm here to tell you, that's a poetic name for upright ones, but it is not our name. Yah said, but Yeshurun waxed fat and kicked, and thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Now let me stop there. In other words, you see, we forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. And I'm going to speak of just what I just said earlier, Yeshurun. Yeshurun is not our name. Now, I've heard all for years that various reasons many of our brothers and sisters refuse to even call themselves Israel because of Yisrael. And they've heard that there were nations such as the Egyptians and other nations that surrounded our land who worship false deities named R.A. and E.L. And they took that so far that they were willing to even abandon their own name, Yisrael, just because someone said that a deity that never existed, because beside Yah, there is none else, that they heard that they call some of these deities by R.A. Of course, I spell it because I'm not going to pronounce the name because it is against the laws to call out the names of other gods. Just read Exodus 23, verse 13. But I'm giving you beautiful brothers and sisters, especially you all that haven't been too long come along into this truth, so you would know how to equip yourself. In other words, Hebrew is the oldest language in the world. I want everyone to know that. That's why it says in the beginning, Elohim, or El, created the heavens and the earth. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, this was the name that Yahweh was known for until he revealed his name, Yahweh. Do you understand? And I want to prove my point, because in this chapter, it exemplifies one of the things that is a stigma amongst our own people. We would abandon our own name because we heard that someone else was calling themselves or their deity, El. So we decided we didn't want to call ourselves by the name of Yisrael. We just attach ourselves to Yeshurun. And now we're the Yeshurunites. No siree. I'm here to tell you that's a lie. We are Hebrew Israelites by birth. So it's important for me to show you something real quick. And we're going to go right back to Deuteronomy 32. But let me show you what the true and living Elohim lets us know during our time in Egypt concerning his name. And as a matter of fact, so that people can understand exactly according to Exodus, the sixth chapter, and I want you to go there with me, Exodus chapter 6. And as I mentioned, we're going to be opening the phone lines up a little earlier since we're coming on later. And I praise Yah, if you have a question or comment, it would be best for you to hit the number one so we can put you on your question and your comment on the air, because we did have technical difficulties earlier, so that we can know who's going to ask or make a comment. Praise Yah. Exodus, the sixth chapter. Let me show you that before his name was called and known by Yahweh, look what he said in Exodus, the sixth chapter, starting at the first verse. Then Yahweh said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And Elohim spoke unto Moshe, and said unto him, I am Yahweh. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac and unto Jacob by the name Elohim Almighty. Or in Hebrew, El Shaddai. But by my name Yahweh was I not known to them. Hallelujah. Do we see that the Creator is letting us know that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not even know the Creator by the name that he gave us as a nation? The name Yahweh, he gave his name and revealed it to us as he revealed it to Moses. He was letting us know our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they called the Creator El Shaddai. And unto them, that was his name. El Shaddai. Elohim Almighty. That's what it translates into, brothers and sisters. The truth is, let us stop not having trust in Yah, not having trust in his word, not having trust in his scriptures, because we've been leaning to our own understanding. That's why he said, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Not some of it, not part of it, not 99 and a half. That won't do. But with all your heart. And don't lean to your or someone else's own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. So in other words, the scriptures say the simple believe every word, but the wise look at well to his goings. And back in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the Creator told us that we wax fat and kick and begin to lightly esteem, hardly even acknowledging him. Like if you, in other words, most of our Christian brothers, most of our Muslim brothers and sisters, they hardly esteem the Creator. And many of them don't truly know his name. And he said they provoked him, Deuteronomy 32, verse 16. They provoked him to jealousy with strange Elohims. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim, to Elohims whom they knew not, to new deities that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And when Yah saw it, he abhorred them. That means he hated us, y'all. Can you imagine? Because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. Because he don't have just one son. For all of our listeners who believe that the Creator only has one son, one begotten son, because you're trusting in the ways of the heathen, the slave master who beat this into us, the slave master who gave us the New Testament of the Bible, the New Testament which, of course, was canonized by a man named Marcion, a man known by his contemporaries as the son of Satan. Wow. And in the New Testament, it speaks so many great words against the Most High that it's a shame. It speaks so many great words against his laws. We should have, ding-dong, the light bulb should have came in our head as soon as we had read that and heard it in the church when we were in there. Because most of us, that's where we were, or in the mosque, before Yah woke us up. So we have to thank Yah, because we certainly weren't trusting him when we were in the church. So therefore, he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a forward generation. Check this out, y'all. Children in whom there is no faith. In other words, we don't have faith, even the Creator himself. Now, I want you to know, what is the word for the word faith? It's very important that we understand this. What is that word? What does it mean? The word faith comes from the Hebrew word aman, which means to build up or to support, firm, to trust or believe, to be true. So the Most High said that we truly don't believe in him. We truly don't have the faith in him as a nation. I'm speaking about us as a nation. And we all in the dry bones. We all are in those dry bones. But right now, he's putting us in the dry bones, us that know what thus said Yah. He's putting us and wants us to be with our brothers and sisters and not abandon them, because he got an assignment for us to reach our hands in the quicksand and grab our brothers and sisters out. Creator said, we are children that have no trust in him. We don't even believe when he told us to keep his laws. We don't even believe that they would bless and be a blessing to us. We really don't believe it. That's why we would be in the Islamic religions. That's why we would be a Christian, because we don't believe the Creator, the one that they're claiming is where they got their religion from. They said it come from him. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 32. I want to read one more verse. I want to read the 21st verse. It says, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. And truly, that's why this broadcast is today. We're talking about trusting in Yahweh. Brothers and sisters, are you familiar with this word, foolish? You know, you might look at it and you see the word foolish. And you say, well, you know, that means somebody who acts a fool. Well, that is partly the reason. That is partly the word. But I want everyone to know that truly, did you know when the Creator talked about us in this same chapter, that this is going to go to the same word? I'm going to show you what I mean. Go to the same chapter, and we're going to read verse 6. This is what the Creator said. It's starting at verse 4. He said, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a Elohim of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye requite Yahweh, O foolish and unwise people? Is not he thy father that have brought thee? Has not he made thee and establish thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. So, do you know how lost we are today? we can't even, by large, we can't, as a nation, as a people, we can't even go to our elders and get this fact that they were to know. He said, ask your elders, ask your father. Most of our fathers don't know this. We're lost as hell. Do you understand? Brothers, we done lost faith. Yah, as a nation. And it should make us be inspired to raise up our level of consciousness, to raise up our level of courage, to raise up our level of wisdom, and pray to Yah, trust in Yah, and to grab and bring Jacob back to the Most High. That's what most of our mindset, that's what we should be focused on, being righteous ourselves and to raise up the tribes of Jacob. That's the order. Because how am I going to help somebody else's house out and my own house is out of order? Do you understand? He said in the sixth verse, do ye thus requite Yah, O foolish people? Do you know this is the same word that's in this chapter when he said that he would provoke us to anger with a foolish nation? Let me show you, brothers and sisters. Let me show you the meaning of this word. Let me show you the meaning of this word. This word, foolish, according to the verses that we were at, this word simply is a Hebrew word called, let's hold on just a minute, because we want to make sure that everyone knows what this means. Nabal. You ever heard of Nabal? You ever heard of a brother in Israel named Nabal? Well, guess what? That's what he called us, and that's what he called this nation. And truly, do you know what Nabal means? Nabal means stupid, wicked, and then it says something very peculiar. It says, and especially impious. I-M-P-I-O-U-S, impious. Look up that word for yourselves. Look up that word for yourselves. In other words, Yahweh is describing us. He's describing the same people who's over us and saying we're all alike. When we're wicked, when we don't acknowledge and trust in Yahweh, he's calling us the same name. It's the same word, Nabal. Just like Nabal. Did you read about Nabal? Have you ever heard about Nabal? Brothers and sisters, Nabal was so wicked, he even went against the king of Israel, David. He said, why should I share my bread, my this, my that? Nabal was stingy, stubborn, wicked, and cruel, and had no respect for the king of Israel. And he knew David had been chosen and anointed, but he didn't care. It's amazing, brothers and sisters. We don't want to be characterized at all like this. We don't want to be nowhere near any level of being like this. Let's understand, brothers and sisters. I'm going to read the definition of impious. It says, not showing respect or reverence, especially for Elohim. That's what the word means. See, remember, every word of Elohim is pure. He's telling us something. He's saying, and these are words that's similar of meaning to this word impious. It says godless, ungodly, unholy, sinful, wicked, immoral, unrighteous, sacrilegious, profane, irreverent, heathen, pagan. In other words, as an heathen and as a pagan, faithless, unbelieving. Y'all, we have entrusted in Yah and our ancestors as a whole and a nation, we have entrusted in Yah to the extent that when he brought us out of Egypt, do you remember our history? Do you remember our people even questioned the Creator and said, I wonder, can he make me a table in the wilderness? In other words, they really made Yahweh angry. Like, they was only because we were greedy. We made Yah mad and said, oh, yeah, I wonder, can he make a table for us in the wilderness? I wonder, can he get us some fish, some of that meat that we had in Egypt, the flesh pots. But brothers and sisters, Yahweh, he said something that he was going to do as a prophecy to us, that we might understand just how much he's testing us today. In other words, Creator told us something that he was going to put us in that you need to see. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah. Creator told us something that's profound and just how bad it's going to be in the 48th chapter of Isaiah, because he tested us. He said he's going to test us. He's going to try us. He said in Isaiah, the 48th chapter, he said in the 9th verse, for my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. In other words, that for his name's sake, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Creator is going to put us in the furnace of affliction. Because right now, y'all, we're in affliction. We have disease. We are being exploited. Right now, people are afraid because of a man named Trump in office. They don't know what to do. And it's very important that we who say we know Yahweh, that right now it pays to be strong. It pays to be wise. In other words, this is what the Creator told us. Starting in Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Let me give you from his mouth or one of his servants, the prophets. If we say that we with Yah, then guess what? We're definitely are going to have to do this. Despite hurting people's feelings, we got to do it because it's lawful. Creator told us in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, something very profound. Look what he said. And many people aren't willing to do it. It says, and I'll start at the 19th verse. Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall consider it perfectly. And that's where we are today. We're in the latter days. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not even spoken unto them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I an Elohim at hand, said Yahweh, and not an Elohim afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, said Yahweh? Do not I feel heaven and earth, said Yahweh? I have heard what the prophets said. They prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have a dream. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yeah, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor. As their fathers have forgotten my name for the false god. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, said Yahweh? Is not my word like as fire, said Yahweh, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Hallelujah. Praise Yah. That's the word of Yah. His word is like a rock that breaketh, or a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Yah said, let him that have my words, let him speak my words faithfully. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that truly there has been some unfaithfulness when it comes to the words of the Most High. I'm here to tell you, I've been able to experience through the years some people that were teaching one thing, now they're not teaching it at all. Matter of fact, the words that were faithful and true have been abandoned. Let me show you what the Creator said. Yahweh warned us in Proverbs 24. Let's go there, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. We're talking about trusting in Yahweh. Proverbs, let's go there. Proverbs 24. Look what it says in the 21st verse. It says, my son, fear thou Yahweh and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. In other words, don't mess around, don't meddle with people that are given to changes, that are feeling this way and teaching this one year, and the next year they start teaching something else, completely off from what they used to teach, completely off from what they used to do. Don't be given to change. Don't meddle with people that are given to changes, because Yah loves faithfulness. Yah loves when you speak his words faithfully. Think about it. Aren't we trusting that Yahweh is not going to go back on any word that he said he would do? Aren't we trusting in him? So we can see why when he said that we are a foolish nation, a sottish children, and he called us the same foolishness as he called this nation. And you can see, this nation don't trust in Yah. They put it on their coins. They put it on their tags. They even have it on their dollar bills. In G-O-D, we trust. Well, they ain't talking about the same God that we serve. Because if they did, they would keep his laws. And Yahweh brought us to a people who truly are not faithful. But Yahweh wanted us to trust in him. But now it's time to open up the phone lines. Yes. Praise Yah. All you have to do is call area code 319-527-6185. Again, area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number one. We'll put your question or your comment on the air. As I mentioned earlier, we won't be able to be on as long, so if you do have a question or comment, we want you to go ahead and hit the number one now so we can put you in the box. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And right now, we're starting straight with area code 678. Area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air. Area code 678. I guess area code 678, we're having technical difficulties. We're going to go straight to area code 202. Area code 202, shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, sitting back listening to you. I've been traveling, doing things, but I finally got on here. I mean, you know, listening. And some days I'm thinking about doing some other things. But look here. I was just going to cut to the chase. The word Yah, you know, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about in Exodus 6 when he said that he only revealed his name to Moses as Yah, but not as the, but he revealed his name to Ahariam, or Elohim, in modern term, to El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Allah Sharia. But in Genesis 22:13, when it was stating that Yah called on, that Abraham called on the name of Yah when he didn't know his name.
Which chapters are you speaking of? Show me, good brother.
Well, you brought up Ezekiel. I mean, you brought up Exodus 6:3, but I'm coming up with Genesis 22, verse 14.
Genesis 22 and verse what?
14.
Okay, it says, and Abraham called the name of the place Yahweh Yireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Yahweh it shall be seen. In other words, even though it says Jehovah Jireh, in other words, it might say Jehovah Jireh, but as Yah said to Moses, he said he didn't know his name by the name of Yahweh. In other words, not only Moses, right here when he told him to go to, in Genesis 22, look at the second verse. Let me show you something very peculiar. It uses the name Yah right here. It says, and he said, you with me? Genesis 22, verse 2.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it says, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. So, in other words, we see Jehovah. Here, like I say, Jehovah Jireh, but I'm calling it out in that name, but that name couldn't have been Yahweh Jireh, because all Abraham knew the Almighty as was Elohim Almighty. And when you look at most every verse here, and even though it says in the land of Moriah, it wasn't like he said he revealed his name to him. And of course, one thing I learned, beloved brother, in various translations of when they translated and transliterated these scriptures, you find that they put the name Jehovah. Well, that we already know that ain't his name anyway, because there were no J's in the Hebrew language. So even though it's saying Jehovah Jireh, we know that according to the word of Yah that he gave to Moses, because I trust that it definitely wasn't Yahweh Jireh, even though it could have been named that, because Yahweh had that mountain in his name and all the mountains that he called upon him to give an offering, such as when he said, go to Mount Moriah in the land of Moriah and make an offering. That was before he had established where he was going to put his name, which was in Jerusalem, where we were for henceforth after that to make our sacrifices to. But, of course, though it says Jehovah Jireh, I don't translate into Yahweh. But, in other words, the only names that it could have been translated into, if it was a mountain or a place named after Yah, it would have been Elohim or El.
Okay, well, see, this is where, okay, I hear your point, but I already know what is the author, because, see, let me tell you, the author who wrote this, or, like, to add something, like, for instance, and I won't get in too deep on it, but between Dawi and Dawa, the spelling is different in different translations between the letters of Chronicles and Samuel. Yah, the word Yah is safe anyway, you know, and we know that because Moses called on Yah in Exodus chapter 15, verse 2, if you look up in the Hebrew. Now, when you said Hebrew was the oldest language.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no, because if you look at cuneiform, you look at other things, how would Hebrew, because Abraham, Yah Most High called him Hebrew, Abram the Hebrew. Now, see, this is where the confusion comes in. Because when you look at something like in Genesis chapter 10, and you see, well, they've spoken in their own language, or the clan of their own language, and then turned around in Genesis, it speaks that they all was on one language, and the Most High confused the tongue. So what I'm saying is this, the more you study, it's like the Yiddish, I can't use Yahweh. Because I know that's modern, I can use Yah, but Yahweh is evident and it's shown that it's unipierced with Yiddish. Because in pure Hebrew, or which was an ancient Hebrew, because this Hebrew that people are speaking now are not speaking pure Hebrew. And I know that for a fact. First of all, the Most High, thank God for the spirit of Yah that dwelt among us. Because it stated that Stanley lifts in other tongues when I speak to my people and call the weary to rest. And so when Yah came to you or to me, it was in the form of our language, but in this captivity language to give us understanding. So I'm looking at what these Europeans have put to bring confusion, bring doubt, but thank Yah for the spirit of Yah. It will not bring it down because you said, like you said, some people have gone to the point of leaving Israel or Yasharala and went to Egyptian mythology and all these other deities, which is not of him, because he's the creator of all. And Before then, I've noticed that he told everyone, not just Israelites, but he told everyone from the beginning that you should not murder during the time when he came out, and he also said that we should not eat anything that had blood in it. And that was a commandment for all men before we had these laws that he'd given personally for Israel.
Okay, well, let me say something to you, beloved brother. What I want you to know is, first of all, as Yah said in Psalms, the 147th chapter, the 19th and 20th verse, he said he sheweth his word unto Jacob. We all know that.
Yeah.
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He said he has not dealt so with any nation, and as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. So in other words, despite our plight, despite mistranslations, despite mistransliterations, Yahweh is not a man, as he said in Numbers 23, verse 19, that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. In other words, he said, if he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, shall he not make it good? And we didn't need to know Hebrew. And, of course, I agree that all the languages, not just the Hebrew, is completely polluted, profane, and contaminated. But one thing that will never, my beloved brother, be contaminated is the truth of Yah and who he will reveal unto his servants. In other words, that's why he prophesied in Zephaniah 3, verse 9, that he was going to bring the people again, as you said, to a pure language. So, but I don't have to know the language to understand the truth. I don't have to understand it at all. None of us hardly did. Now, some people wind up learning, as you said, the Yiddish Hebrew, the more modern Hebrew, quote unquote, but he's telling us in Zephaniah 3, verse 9, that even the Hebrew language is impure. But actually, some of the translations and transliterations are impure. But guess what? The truth is there. In other words, I'm not surprised it's Jehovah Jireh, and we know that's erroneous, just like you see L-O-R-D, just like you see G-O-D. Now, we know good and well we just skip over that and say the true name because we know that was improperly translated. So I don't get into that. I trust in Yahweh. That's what this subject is about today. That's why it says, when he said in Exodus 6, he said emphatically, and these are Yah's words, he said, by my name Yahweh, they didn't know me. And I trust and know and believe and understand that because, as you said earlier, the translators, the people who translated or called themselves translating our language to the English language, a bastard language to us, of course, a hand-me-down language, because it's not our language. But the truth is there. And the truth is, Abraham didn't know Yah by that name, Isaac nor Jacob. The scriptures reveal that they didn't really know or call upon that name. And it says, even though he called it, it says Jehovah Jireh, well, we know in trusting in Yahweh, we know it wasn't Yahweh Jireh or Yahweh Yarah. Because that's the proper pronunciation of Jireh, because it wouldn't have been no J's. So I don't get caught up in that, and I don't want you to get caught up in that, brother.
All
I'm saying to you that if we just stick to, as he said, hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, we won't even worry about that. Because the truth is there. See, the truth is there.
Hear me out, brother. Oh, no, I ain't worried about that. I mean, you know, when I looked at it, I already know. No, I don't worry about that. My thing is make sure I cross my I's and T's while I'm in this captivity. So, see, but I know one thing by me studying and recognize, but thank Yah for the spirit of Yah that dwells in me to see things for what they are and still have confidence in the word of Yah, period. So, you know, that doesn't even bother me. But
and, praise God, brother, my beloved brother. I realize that. And that's why I had to share to praise God. And that's why I had to share with you the truth of the matter is that there's various things that we know we have to overlook, just like, as I said, L-O-R-D-G-O-D, because we know that wasn't there. We know that ain't even the meaning. We know that's not even the words. So we don't get caught up in certain names or places. We get caught up in the understanding of truth. And once we go behind the words, then we learn that, hey, okay, even though it says that, let me go behind this and see and let Yah give me understanding and wisdom so I can properly identify that. See, I can properly, just like me and you both, since we know that his name is Yah or Yahweh, as I call him, I don't know about it. Yeah, you believe in, but I think
well,
we do
I call
agree
him, I call him,
name
I
of
call
Yah.
Him I call him Yahweh, and I have that
okay.
reason for that.
It says
but
that people will call him by different names. As long as we agree, we're talking about
Yah. You can't miss the word Yah, no matter how you do it. I don't care how you do it.
Oh,
you can't
and, brother, let me tell you something, beloved brother. You're absolutely right. We had a meeting over 10 years ago as leaders, and we all agreed, since other brothers called him by different names, every one of them we had in common, all of us called him by the name of Yah. And so that's how we're not going to allow ourselves to have disagreements concerning his name, because we all agree that his name is Yah, according to Psalm 68, verse 4. He said, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well,
all right, well, I'm
brother,
going to have people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, praise Yah. I just want you to know I love you, brother. I appreciate your comment. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate everyone's patience, including your patience, because we came on a little later today. So I praise
right.
Yahweh, brother. Oh.
All right. Bless you, brother. Shalom, shalom. And we'll socialize some more. All might be willing.
Sounds good.
All right.
Shalom, shalom.
All right. Shalom,
praise
shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And as I said, we want to hear from you, too. You can ask any questions you want. All we want you to do is call area code 319-527-6185. That's area code 319-527-6185. All you have to do is hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air, and I want you to hold on just a minute while you're putting in and calling in and hitting the number 1, and I appreciate all of our callers. I just want to be able to read a couple of scriptures because I appreciate my beloved brother in the dialogue we just had. It's very important that we understand that our enemies are the ones who have given a lot of our brothers and sisters this so-called New Hebrew language, this modern Hebrew language. This Hebrew language, sad to say, has been damaging in some cases, maybe not all, but in some cases, this language has been damaging to our people's understanding. And I want to show, because it is Edom that most, and Esau, or the Israelis, of the so-called Jewish man who's given our people the understanding that they go by to believe a day start in the evening. This is what the Creator said in the book of Obadiah. It can never be too often emphasized. Let's go to the book of Obadiah, and you can continue to call in at area code 319-527-6185. Area code 319-527-6185. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air because we want to hear from you. We want to hear from my brothers and sisters who enjoy yesterday's Shabbat, who love to praise the Almighty, or if you just want to say whatever you want to say, we want to hear from you, and we appreciate you. Area code 319-527-6185. And we're also asking you all to hit the number one because we're going to be going off a little earlier today, even though we started later. Because, praise Yah, we got through the technical difficulties. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Obadiah. Then we're going to go straight to our phone line. The book of Obadiah, this is what the Almighty told us. He said, and ask a question in the sixth verse, how are the things of Esau sought out, searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, said Yahweh, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau? All thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end, that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For the violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and shall be cut off. Thou shalt be cut off forever. Hallelujah. In other words, the Creator has taken all understanding, all knowledge, all wisdom that Esau could have ever had. And a lot of our brothers and sisters learn, as me and my brother was just discussing, in the Yiddish, new modern Hebrew of today, thinking it was an ancient language, it was no vowels, and that's the biggest lie in the world. Yah gave us vowels just like anybody else. Matter of fact, he gave us vowels, and there were vowels here pre us being a nation. So a hint to the wise should be sufficient. Let us stop trusting in man, and let's trust in Yahweh. Right now, we're going straight to the phone lines. We're going straight to area code 678. Code 678. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom.
Please, somebody's praising Yahweh right now. Area code 678. Area code 678.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
We are here with Elder.
I can hardly hear you, my sister. Could you?
Well,
praise the mighty Yah. I can hardly hear you, but praise Yah. What did you say you were?
We're at the hospital visiting Elder Akira. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Yes, sir. They're singing a joint at the Army of Yahweh, and she's giving praise to the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Praise the mighty Yahweh. So y'all are at the sanctuary? Yes.
Okay.
I can hardly hear you.
Okay. I just say praise the mighty Yah. You did a wonderful show, and I hope a lot of people are listening. And we give praise to the mighty Yahweh for our sister Akira. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and I love you, sister. You're right. And, of course, we're dedicating this broadcast to Elder Sister Ashira, as a matter of fact.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We're dedicating this broadcast to Elder Ashira. Hallelujah. Love you, sister Elder Naomi. May y'all bless and keep you. Tell everybody we give our love to them.
they're finished now. Wait, we're going to let some of the other callers call in. But she's looking wonderful. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord.
Y'all went to see Elder Shira, huh?
Yes.
I know y'all need to get you all out. But isn't that something? The sisters at the House of Israel went to go see their sister, their elder, Elder Shira. Praise y'all. Said she looked well, huh?
Yes, she does. He looks very good.
This is Lori.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait just a moment. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
This is live. Behold. We've been listening to the show, and Elder Ashira is sitting here with tears of joy, praising Yah. With the army of Yahweh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you all are in the hospital room.
Yes,
hospital room.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Praise Yahweh. Could you tell Elder Shira that I give my love to her husband, and may Yahweh heal her and get her out of that bed. And praise Yah that he is
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to let some of the other callers call in. Monique, we love you. And may Yah continue to bless you with giving us what thus saith Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise Hallelujah. I love y'all. Y'all take care. Love you, Shira. Love you all. Shalom, shalom.
We love you too. Shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Wasn't that wonderful? And right now we're going straight to area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Shalom, my beloved sister, Elder Yahadiyah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
How you doing? And how's your husband doing?
He's doing good. I was supposed to have been with the sisters. I went to the meeting, but I had to take care of some business at home, and I didn't get to hear the whole show. But I'm so glad.
Okay.
It was so good to only call in and report from the sister Ashira's bedside. I'm so glad all the other sisters went, and I know she was so shocked, and I was there, but I had to.
That was a beautiful thing that you all came together to do. That's the virtuousness of sisters in righteousness. Love their neighbor as you love yourself. Because I know that was very inspirational to her. I know that was.
Yes, Shimshon and I, we're going to be going over. So,
yes. Well, praise Yah. Praise Yah. And I want you to give her a big hug for me.
Okay.
Because I'm doing the broadcast right now, and I'm going to be going to see her this week anyway.
Okay, and also I want to tell you that yesterday was absolutely fantastic with the visitors from South Carolina, and then another sister coming that used to live in Chicago and moved back here and then moved closer to the sanctuary, Sister Matori. And I'm so glad to have met. She was, in fact, at the meeting today.
Oh, good.
It was a blessing to see, and it was a blessing to. It was today was Yael's 38th birthday, so we celebrated her, and it was just beautiful. We and the sisters, of course, you know, cleaning the sanctuary and just working, and it was just a blessing, just the love that we have here at the Atlanta House of Israel. It's absolutely fantastic.
The mighty Yahweh. Well, I'm here to tell you, y'all have exemplified that, sisters, in every way, shape, or form. And it's just a beautiful thing. It's not even surprising, because like you said, the love that's at the House of Israel of Atlanta, I just praise the mighty Yahweh for that, because it's a rarity. And especially to see daughters of Zion that actually loving each other, brothers of Yah, the sons of Yah, us showing as an example and as well as all our brothers and sisters that love Yahweh across the world, it's important for us all to show an example of true unity, because we were supposed to be the ones that was to show the nations how wise it is for us to obey Yahweh and keep his laws. And so, believe you me, I'm sure the people are jubilated to hear the beauty of what you're saying right now, and the sisters coming together for their sister that is sick right now. And she'll never forget that, because when you're in your hospital bed and got a situation like her and then went through what she went through, she will never forget that.
Right. Praise Yah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Just wanted to call in and let you know, hopefully it'll be okay. Maybe Shimshon and I go over to the hospital.
Well, praise the mighty Yahweh, my sister Elder Hadia, and I love you, and I love Brother Elder Shimshon, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. Have a safe trip over there. And like I said, now, yes. give her a hug for me, you and your husband.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom, yes, brother. Shalom. How you doing?
Wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, beloved brother. Praise the mighty Yahweh. I'm glad to have you back in town.
Lord, be back.
Praise Yahweh, brother. And let me tell you something. I don't even mind saying it on the air. That fish you fried was dynamite last night.
All right.
Yes, sir. It was wonderful, brother. It was absolutely delicious. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Okay, Moray, we love you, and we can get on out of here so we can go see Sister Shira.
Okay, praise Yah. Love you all. Have a safe trip. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. Let me say this. Right now, we're out of time. This broadcast had to end a little early because we started late. We want you to know we appreciate all of our callers, all of you all who we didn't even get a chance to get to. We want you to know we love you all. We praise Yah for you calling in and listening in. It's important that we learn to love one another as we love ourselves. It's important that we learn to come together and trust in Yahweh through every difficulty, through all the deceit and lies. Let us learn to go behind the words. The scriptures say the simple believe every word, but the wise look at well to his goings. Must I say, brothers and sisters, every Sabbath day at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or a little bit after, according to our difficulties in getting the broadcast on, for the Holy Convocation of Yahweh, every Sabbath, we're live on YouTube as well as Facebook. We're streaming live every TUES day at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're live from the Sanctuary of Elohim at the House of Israel of Atlanta. And every Sunday, Yah's will, 3:30 p.m. is the normal time. We had technical difficulties, and hopefully we'll be able to get on time next week, because we really love and appreciate your patience, your faithfulness to this broadcast and to everything we're doing to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the preserved of Israel, and to be a light to the entire world. But number one, to give glory and honor to the truth of Yah's laws. Praise the mighty Yahweh. On behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, y'all, Yahweh loves you.
Go. Go hard. Turn up. But yeah, let's go. We gotta go hard. I gotta go H-A-R-D until the Lord Yahweh flows through my arteries. I will go even harder when it's in the heart of me. For all my iniquities, this is all he charging me to go hard. We gotta go H-A-R-D for people speaking harshly, cause they know hardly about the Lord Yahweh, which is the Almighty. They will be heavenly afflicted if they take them lightly. So go hard. For Yahweh, who alone Elohim, he is greatly to be feared, not like
and been scarred. God will bring us up to par if we take charge and go hard. Even in the lands of America, we always is preparing us for the day that he would carry us out of this land into the land of our own. But if you don't go hard, then you won't go home.
So go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Salvation won't be far from those that go
hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Salvation won't be far from those that go
hard.
The way of Yahweh is stripping to the upright. We gotta go hard. But it ain't no need to be uptight. If you tryna go hard for Yahweh, then me and you are alike. The people of the darkness should go hard for the great light. The Lord, Yah is the fight. To the wise and sufficient, Yah is purging out the rebels in the lands of affliction. I send the prayer up and watch the blessings come down. Going hard for Yahweh in my enemy's town. Our fathers didn't go hard, they was only false witnesses. Now we in a predicament where we are all recipients of the curses for our wickedness. We are blessed for being a righteous, cause we follow out our own hearts. Rebellion is our indictment. Yahweh is my rock, so I gotta go hard just like it. I gotta control my spirit in a time of enticement. If we wanna go back to Zion, then we gotta stay on guard. Be bold as a lion, only lion can sharpen up iron.
So go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Salvation won't be far from those that
go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Salvation won't be far from those that
go hard.
Africa be my coast, my soul will make her boast. I go hard for Yahweh's host. Till I give up the ghost, he is my shield and my hope. Your idols can't come close, I'm going alone to get alone. But I don't do this for a show, no. This is not an act, Yahweh's laws is intact. Those that don't deal slack, they will never lack. The way of Yahweh keep me on the right track. I write songs unto Yah in the form of a rap. I gotta go hard in my diet, we should all try it. No respect to persons and never deal bias. Never hate your brother in your heart, I'd be a liar. In Isaiah 58, the only fast that is required. Don't talk about it, be about it. Go hard for the creator of the world. Israel should go hard for its maker. Yahweh is the only savior, and he's standing alone. So you better go hard if you wanna go home.
So go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Salvation won't be far from those that
go hard.
For Yahweh, who is Elohim alone, it won't be easy going home.
So go hard.
Even though we living on the prison yard, stay strong. Salvation won't be far from those that
go hard.
Go hard.